Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Brussels sprouts, you know, people are kind of repelled by Brussels sprouts.
Well, they're a member of the cabbage family, and people sometimes, they don't like the smell, or they sometimes people, you know, it doesn't agree with folks.
But Brussels sprouts are very good.
But they are wonderful.
They can be very tasty.
Yes, and they look like little cabbages, and they're incredibly, they are incredibly delicious. What really I'm puzzled by is that, you know, it's taken so long for us to realize that roasted vegetables,
you don't have to boil them,
have so much more flavor than, you know, boiled vegetables.
Boiling tends to boil flavor away.
Well, it has to do with cooking the surface sugars. You're getting the Maillard reaction, you know, where you have proteins and sugars that get caramelized at high temperatures, and that adds a tremendous amount of flavoring.
Yeah, when you roast
it. But it's not only the cabbages, you know, the cauliflower and Brussels sprouts that do that, but you know, squashes.
Yeah.
Winter squashes.
So you're suggesting butternut squash and Brussels sprouts cooked in agrodolce.
Well, they're served with agrodolce means sweet sour.
Sweet and sour. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
This presentation actually comes from this amazing cook, Samin Nosrat, who wrote this book, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, and which got a lot of publicity, and she's won awards for this book, deservedly. Mm-hmm. But her real claim to fame is that she has a series on Netflix based on Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. It's a 4-episode series, and this really put her on the map. And her success is very well deserved, and she really punches up the flavor of just about anything that she makes. And so this is a pretty simple recipe where you roast butternut squash.
Uh-huh.
By doing that, you coat it with olive oil and a little bit of salt and pepper, and you put it on a baking sheet. And butternut squash is one of these things, one of these vegetables that really profits from a roasting.
I would think so, yeah.
And so you do this in a hot oven, 425 mm-hmm. degrees, and then you cut the Brussels sprouts into half-inch thick slices. I tend to do it a little bit thicker. And then you coat them with the olive oil and salt and pepper, and then you roast them on a baking sheet. It takes about 30 minutes or so. And then you can do the same thing on a different sheet with Brussels sprouts, say a pound of Brussels sprouts, and then you cut those in half. I tend to not take off too much of the outer layers of the Brussels sprouts. And then you do the same thing with the Brussels sprouts, with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and you roast them until they're nicely browned. And it takes about 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the agrodolce is sliced red onion combined with vinegar. So like 6 tablespoons of vinegar and a half of a red onion thinly sliced and a little bit of sugar because you have 6 tablespoons of vinegar, about a tablespoon of sugar, and then dried chili flakes.
Okay.
And that could be according to taste. Mm-hmm. And you let that sit for an hour or so. Then when the...
I see.
Yes. You let that sit. And you're kind of pickling the onion at this point.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have to tell you that I put in a whole onion, a whole red onion, because I'm a real fan of red onions. And this is a lovely thing to do. And this is something that you can remember to do for other such dishes, is make an agrodolce, which then offsets the sweetness, certainly of the... It complements the sweetness of the butternut squash.
Right.
And then so when your squash is roasted and your Brussels sprouts are roasted, I think the best thing to do is to have 2 sheet pans, you know, one in the lower third of the oven, one in the upper third of the oven, and then halfway through roasting, you reverse the position and, you know, upper to lower to up, and then turn them around. Because most ovens, the heat isn't all that evenly distributed.
Right.
So you want to do that.
And then the onion is just
like a pickled onion in the sweet sour. And then all you do is just combine the two. Now, you may not need to use all of the agrodolce. You know, you just sprinkle some of it on. And then very gently combine both of the vegetables with the agro dolce and then serve it. It's a very pretty dish. And then you have the rest of the agro dolce at the table for those who want more pungency in their food. And I think it's just an amazing dish. You don't have to use butternut squash. You can use Hubbard squash. You could use acorn squash. But do use the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, you have to use those Brussels sprouts. I think butternut squash, though, particularly does the job for it, you know.
Yes.
Now, I just wanted to ask you one question about when you're doing the initial roasting of the butternut squash, are you roasting it whole, that is to say, peeled? Or
I peel it, but there are some cooks who will not peel it. They'll just leave the peel on.
I see.
And it might become tender enough after 30 minutes or so. My preference is to take the peel off.
Yeah, and that.
And it becomes nice and tender. You know, I mean, the whole squash, I think 3/4 of an inch is better than a 1/2 inch.
That sounds perfect to me. And you know what? This is already making my mouth water. So I better get out of here. So I invite you to come back next week for
the food guys.